Well, well, what do you think of this, Wilma? Mighty funny.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Oh, my God.
I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
You complete me.
Milk was a bad choice.
Go to our website, you trivia buffs, and identify those little movie clips in that introduction to our good friends Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman. On Friday, we talk about movies, and they're here. Good morning, Rafer and Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The dual team in the Movie Day podcast at thetakeaway.org and film critic for Newsday, Rafer. Now, we got two offerings this morning, right? And let's get to them quickly. I've been looking at this billboard, it seems like, for the last year, coming across the Manhattan Bridge for this movie 2020 starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen. Let's listen to a clip.
What are your odds?
I don't know. I mean, I looked it up and it said 50-50, but that's like the internet, so...
It's not that bad. That's better than I thought. You'll be fine, man. You're young. Young people beat cancer all the time. Every celebrity beats cancer. Lance Armstrong, he keeps getting it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should look more carefully at that billboard. It's 50-50, not
50-50.
All right, 50-50. So, and they make the reference there. I can't, for the life of me, figure out what this movie is about, Rafer.
It's a cancer bromance. It's Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character gets cancer. He's a 27-year-old kind of slacker living in Seattle, comes down with cancer, and the movie is basically how he confronts death with along with his jocular, shoulder-punching, beer-drinking buddy, Seth Rogen.
The wacky world of chemo.
The wacky world of chemo, right. Okay.
And does it work?
You know...
Being pretty quiet there, Kristen.
I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt so much, and I think he's fantastic in this movie, but I absolutely loathed and hated every other character in this movie much.
Oh, really?
Every character. I thought that... They were hateful, they were stupid, they were either malicious or too dumb to behave nicely. Everybody from his girlfriend, Bryce Dallas Howard, to his therapist, played by Anna Kendrick, to his doctor.
So the people who didn't have cancer were bad characters.
I thought they were awful.
Rafer?
I actually thought it was surprisingly moving.
Really?
I'm surprised that you had that reaction. Yeah, I thought it was a really like sort of honest, clear-eyed version of what it would be like to be a young guy who is living a kind of a carefree life, and then suddenly
all
his
right.
life becomes
well,
not so carefree.
Difference of opinion there from Rafer and Kristen. What about this movie? It's called What's Your Number? Oh, a number theme.
Yes.
Here's a clip.
Simon, I can't believe it. What are the chances?
It's brilliant to see you. It is brilliant.
Simon, this is my... neighbor Colin, but he has to go now.
No, I don't.
What's your number? Anna Faris there, pretending to be English. Kristen, what'd you think?
You know, this is one of those movies, like a lot of romantic comedies, that the female character has to live by a set of arbitrary rules. And in this case, her arbitrary rule is she must not sleep with over 20 people in her life or she won't find a husband. She goes back to look for every guy she slept with, all 20 of them. She's sure one of her husbands is in there somewhere. But I really hate those kinds of movies where the characters don't have free will, and I particularly hate them because they make women look really dumb, like we have
so,
no free will.
Really bad, this movie.
I thought it was awful.
From premise to the execution. Rafer?
Yeah, pretty bad. The scene that you're hearing with Anna Faris pretending to be English is probably the only funny scene in the entire film.
And they put it in the trailer.
Well, of course.
How nice for them. How convenient. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, those are the movie offerings. 50-50, which we get a split decision on 50-50, but unanimity on What's Your Number. Avoid it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Rafer Guzman, news film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer and Rafer are both in the Movie Day podcast at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.